Okay, slaves, drop everything you're doing and line up according to your numbers. Okay, 8, 9, 10, come forward, everyone else. Go back to your chores. 11, please get me that glass of water. Thank you. Now, go back to cleaning shit. So, 8, 9, and 10. Why do you think I called you today? You may speak. No, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm not setting you free. Dream on. I call you today because you're different. Look around you. Look at all the other slaves. What's the difference between you three and the rest of them? No. It's not because you're taller. It's because you're niggers. All of my other slaves, they're Asians, Mexicans, some degenerate white people. But you three are filthy little niggers. And they're here because they did something wrong. Because they begged me to be their master. But you three, you're here where you belong. You're here because you're cotton-picking slaves. You're niggers. That's what you are. And that's what you will always be. You three, you're apes. You're animals. You're made to follow a superior beings. You see, everyone around you is above you. Even those slanty-eyed gooks, they're above you. Those beaners, they're above you. And of course, no one is above the white men, but hey, they beg me to be their master. I am in no place to deny them that. Me three. You were born into slavery, and you will die in slavery. You think you were free men? No. You were never free. You have always been destined to be slaves. Now, as my slaves, you have to do everything your superior wants. Stand up against the wall. Good slaves, good. Now, get naked. Take off all of your clothes. Now. You're such pliant little slaves, aren't you? Look down. Look at your cocks. What do you see? You may think that you have big cocks, that your cocks can pleasure any woman. But to be honest, you only ever pleasure yourself. And whenever you pleasure yourself, you know you don't deserve it. You know you don't deserve every single orgasm you have. Why? Because you know you don't deserve to live. You know who you are. You know your place. You know you are filthy little apes and you belong in the wild. But we're just kind enough to let you stay here in a civilized community. Now, touch your cocks. Grab it. Grab it with both hands if you have to. And think of every woman in the world that you can never have. Think of every single woman that would rather fuck any other guy than you. Think about this. Women would rather fuck slanty-eyed, tiny, penised gooks than to have sex with an ape like you. Think about the Mexicans, the Jose's and Pedro's that are fucking your women. Think about the nigger women who would rather fuck other men as long as they're not shit-skinned niggers like you. That turns you on, doesn't it? You niggers are so pathetic. You like being humiliated. You love being slaves to superior people. Think about the white men. The white men that raped your women and gave them half white, half nigger babies. How you are so jealous of them. Because, honestly, they looked so much better than you. Because you are a full-bred ape. Think of the other slaves that would one day be free and have the freedom to fuck whoever they want. While you black men will still be stuck here, being pathetic, being you flared nostril apes you are. Honestly, you do have big dicks, but those are the grossest dicks I have ever seen. How do you even live with that? How have you not killed yourself already? Or are you just waiting for me to kill you? God, no wonder you niggers just kill each other off. I'm guessing it's out of pity. You're just giving us a favor of getting rid of the niggers one bullet at a time. You know what? I just might set you free so that the other niggers can pop a cap up your ass or whatever your ghetto nigger language says. So, you guys are about to come? Well then, stand beside me. You see that trash can? I want you to come in it. Come in the trash can. I'll count to 10, and you better come in the trash can by the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come. You guys are pathetic. Yeah. From now on, you can only come in garbage, because that's what you are. You are worthless garbage. You're disposable. I could kill you now if I want to, but I'm having too much fun. Go. Get out of my sight. Go do your fucking chores and pick cotton. I'll deal with you tomorrow.